Again, this is side two of tape six. Again, another question from left field. We talked a little bit about your funding, the sources of it. Do you have much anxiety, much stress over where your funding is going to come from?
That's a very interesting question, because normally I don't.
Right.
I always thinking that we're doing good stuff, we're doing good science as a lab, as a group, and that the money should not be the issue, and the money will not be the issue. Whenever I need the money, I can get it.
Right.
And I always tell people that too. And that, more or less, has been a fact. But that doesn't mean that, and I don't have anxiety and that during the period of I'm writing or waiting.
Right.
And so it's very interesting. It's just like in the you have a scar, and when you have a cut somewhere, and when the scar healed, you forgot the pen. Right. So that's overall doing pretty well, and I still have a very high confidence, and that would ease a lot of the anxiety.
Right.
But I do realize that it's not granted, it's not given. And so you have to work hard, and you have to pay attention to it, and write a good grant. And it's a good time, and most people are happy, but there are downtime. There will be downtime down the road,
right.
Which would be generate some kind of anxiety. And at some point, especially during the stressful last couple of weeks of writing. And but generally speaking, I think I'm on a comparable level. I'm having much less of anxiety than my colleagues. And the one reason is I'm a pretty good writer.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, and I'm somewhat more confident and than other people's. Of course, the third is, and I've been pretty fortunately or lucky, and my grant have never been turned down so far from NIH. I was turned down, rejected a couple of times from other sources, but my major grant from NIH was never turned down.
Right.
Right. So that gave me some confidence. And that also tells me that on a separate review by different group people, and I'm still doing pretty well, then which means I must be doing all right. Yeah.
Right. Now, we might have mentioned this before, but I'll bring it up just in case we haven't. You have tenure now. Do you have to use your funding in order to pay your salary?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're not... North Carolina, for instance, the University of North Carolina doesn't pay your salary.
It varies from university to university.
Right.
And what here doing is that it's hard salary. What that means is that you are technically paid by the state of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You are employee of the state. Okay, that's what it says.
Right.
So in other words, if you don't get any grant, if you don't recover any your salary, you can still get paid.
Mm.
You can still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But in practice, that's what's not the case. Is that in the medical school, since they're not doing heavy teaching, right, and medical school want to emphasize research, so they want to recover some money. They expect individual research or principal investigator or faculty, and they can recover and a portion of the salary from their grant. So we pay ourselves. And I don't know if there was a specific restriction as to how much you must recover, otherwise you're going to reduce your salary. I don't think that's the case here.
Mm-hmm.
But then the common practice is, and you're expected, if not required, to recover 25% to 30% of your salary. I think that number goes up now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that has not been the issue for me. My issue is a different one, because I've been recovering too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not get much back, and I don't feel being rewarded, and I feel that was not very fair doing that, because those money, if it keeps back to the lab, that could help the research better, and especially as a junior faculty. So I've been raising that issue and repeatedly, and that's the one thing I don't necessarily agree with the policy in our medical school, is that the more you recover, the more they receive.
Right.
And when there's no incentive for us, in a sense, to doing that. And I'm constantly been recovering minimally 50% or more. In the US, it's 60, 70. And at one point, and I calculated probably like almost all the money. I've been all my salary been coming out of my grant. But it varies depending on the grant.
Right.
Yeah. So for example, I have two R1 grants, each covers 25%. And I have another grant, co-PI, and it costs another 8%. And I've received a two separate credit development award, which can only be used for my salary recovery. And so putting together, it's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty high percentage. Yeah. But of course, then that makes the department and the cancer center happy, because they can use my salary from the state and for doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And but they keep on saying, well, there's always downtime, and when you get it done, and you're not going to expect to reduce your salary, and so in the good time, and you contribute more. So that's their theory. I don't agree with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've reached the end of the interview, and what I'll do is I'll give the mic to you, and if you want to add anything to the record, feel free to do so.
Not carefully thought of what I might want to add to this, and I don't know how many people are going to read this book, for the sake of that in the future, some people might read this one, and I do have one thing I want to add to this. So one is, I'm so grateful and feel so fortunately being able to come here to this country, and especially for those who read the background where I came from, so there's no comparison. The life I have right now, both the real life in the home, at home, and the life as my career development, it was so much different, almost like black, white and different from my earlier life as a childhood, during the political turmoil, the first 20 years in China, as there's no comparison to it. So I feel very fortunately. Not to mention that this country of America is really a great country, and I love it. It's still beyond my imagination. 200 years ago, how the founding father could have founded this country in such a way that keep the country continue to move in a faster pace forward, yet the foundation remained the same.
Mm-hmm.
And how could they predict this way? That's just beyond my imagination. There's this incredible smart group of people doing that once. So that's the one thing that has not been happening in China. It's happening so far, but it's very different. And the Chinese society as a whole has been too conservative in development, but lately has been totally misguided politically by the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting such a disaster 20 years since the Communist Party take over. But I think now that's getting back to normal. And I just hope the whole process of reform will continue to move on. First on the economic front, but then with the political front, the country can get more and more democratic. Only after that, the country can become economically stable. Without a stability, without democratic movement, there won't be any sustained political stability. There won't be sustained economic movement.
Mm-hmm.
So by that comparison, I really feel fortunate to be here. People asking me all the time, you live in a foreign country, do you feel being discriminated, racial biased, anything like that? And my wife and I have been really asking ourselves and looking very carefully. We never feel that any single time.
Mm. Wow.
Not a single time. I try to think about any instance. Of course, people teasing me in my English.
Right.
And students sometimes might complain I was speaking too fast. That part could happen even I'm teaching Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of just a bias against simply because I'm a foreigner, I'm Chinese, I can't find any single instance make me feel that way.
Right.
And on the contrary, I feel so fortunate being supported, trained, taught, supported, encouraged, all the way from the day one I got here, from Dr. Bob Anger, who supervised what class I should have taken, to Tom Eckbush for the next 4 or 5 years as a graduate student, to the people in Tom's lab, at the Cold Spring Harbor lab, and last 7 years at UNC Chapel Hill. The only thing I felt is, and the people like me, they support me, they help me, they encourage me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't feel any kind of bias. I have not. Right? So that's why I got a mixed feeling when the whole list instance comes out. I don't know the details, and I try not to rush to the judgment. But I really disturbed, and all of a sudden, the whole thing become tangled around. I trusted the American media so much.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the American government more so than probably ordinary American people,
mm-hmm.
because the contrast with Chinese government,
right.
the Chinese media, all the same thing. But the way that the thing around has got me disturbed, and I hope that that's just isolated instance. Because there are a lot talking about whether there's a racial bias involved, and I really hope not.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have a lot of trust to them, to this institution, to the system.
Right.
So overall, I have to say that I feel so fortunate, so happy, and I expect in the next 40 or some years, and I would have the similar happy life.
Right.
And both at home as well as in my career development. Yeah. So that's one thing I want to add to it. And the second, if ever and a young researcher, young scientist ever get a chance to read this book or want to learn something from my career development, is pay attention to your family life. I'm saying this and more or less talking to myself. I don't know how much I missed, and I haven't feel tremendous regret yet, but I subconsciously I trust my feeling that I will feel the regret down the road.
Right.
So you must have the balance of life. I've been benefited a lot and helped a lot by my family. I could not imagine what would happen if not for having my wife around and not my family around. And we actually had a sort of scientific comparison on that issue. When we were at the Coast Spring Harbor Lab, there were a large body of postdocs. And we actually had one comparison privately between the people that are doing relatively well as judged by their publication, their development in their career, means that they're searching for the job and opting for the job, versus people that are not doing so well, means that they've not been successful in terms of publishing, in terms of competing for the job, and in terms of and the sustained stress, which apply to everybody. There's a very good correlation between the postdoc who has a family and doing well.
Right.
Whereas the people, they are single, they're not doing very well. In that kind of environment, at least.
Yeah,
at least. Because this is a long process, your research life. It's a very long process. And it's not like a sport or entertainment business, and you only have this short period of a peak time, then you want to maximize to it. You can put everything behind, temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And the scientific research, different from everything else, is a lasting process. Then you have to have this patient and the sustained and the encouragement. And the only source you could have that once. Don't trust that you can always have this internal driving, always. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Especially in a stress environment and a competitive environment like today. So the only source that can provide you constant encouragement and support is your family.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the one thing, and it's almost impossible to overstate it. And so and that's one thing, and because of that, and I can keep on doing the very intense work still up to now.
Right.
Yeah. And the sort of things I want to add is that we are working in a very relatively isolated environment. We are not working in a big open environment. Like you walk in the supermarket, you see so many different people every day. You walk in the hospital, every day you see some new people. So we are working in a relatively isolated environment in the setting of a research lab consisting probably no more than 20 people that you're dealing with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to make a positive environment and encouraging people and taking care of them, encouraging them, supporting them, career development. Only after that you can expect they can work in hard and they can develop it. And then if everybody working hard, working positively, and then your own career is being enhanced.
Right. Okay.
They are your colleague, they are not your helper. And they help you and you need to help them too. And so you got to respect them and to develop along with them, not think that you're helping them, but they're just coming to working for you. So that's wrong philosophy. And that's the philosophy I try to implement in the lab. I tell them that you guys come here not working for me, you're coming here working with me, and I'm working with you as well. Okay, we both develop together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to get that straight. So you got to emphasize their own career development. And only after that, then you're on the same boat.
Right.
I think that's the three things I would like to add up, and I think I said it throughout, but I just want to emphasize one more time in case some people want to read this book.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I think they're great points. I'm glad you brought them up. It's a nice fitting finish, I think, to this interview. I find your research fascinating, and I find you sort of an ideal interviewee. You're very articulate, and you bring, I think, a lot to this series. So I want to thank you again for allowing us to interview you.
Yeah, and I actually really appreciate this opportunity that you brought up, or people brought up along with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the first time for the last 15 or 20 years, I just sit down and go back in such a systematic way and really go back to view my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my development. And then, you know, otherwise, I would never get a chance to go through all this.
Right.
It's very unique, but... And it definitely would have a positive impact on me and a lot. Otherwise, the regular life is just going so fast a pace. You never get to sit down and think about it. It's always what's happening tomorrow. Yeah, not what happened in the past and what lesson you might learn from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And
it's definitely my pleasure.
Good luck. Okay.